Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, we are recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
What up, what up?
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose. Girl, what you watching?
Yes, where we spill the tea on what we're currently watching on TV. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And today I'm talking about two shows I watched yesterday.
Okay.
So give me something to talk about for this episode.
Yeah.
And as you know, my grandma's in town. Shout out to Grams. Yeah. So we are just chilling, watching some shows. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about Under the Bridge. It's a new true crime drama on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
Also talking about Baby Reindeer, which is the number one show on Netflix right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I also just got caught up on Summer House Martha's Vineyard. So I have
A
couple thoughts, not many, per usual.
Of course not.
But we can, you know, kiki a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you, friend? What are you watching?
So I actually don't have anything that I'm watching today.
Okay.
I have all things that I'm listening to.
Oh, do tell.
So I have two albums that I would like to tell the people about.
Okay.
I have an album by Naomi Sharon. Who's one of my newest favorites. I absolutely love her. And then one by my other absolute fave, who's so cute. His name is Luca. And he's a young black... I know. There's a dog. Black guy from Harlem. And
both
of them came out with EPs pretty recently. So I'm going to talk about those.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Love it. Need some new music. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Before we dive into our shows, there's a couple things we got to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Drag Race, we have a new crowned winner.
Yep.
So we'll chat about Drag Race a little bit. Call Her Daddy. Alex Cooper. Okay. Mm-hmm. I always call her daddy, like that's her name. Alex Cooper. She got married. We got this beautiful Vogue spread. So we're just going to flip through that and chat about this little Mexican wedding she had. And her husband, who I'm just learning about.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenges are coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been reading stuff about that. Check a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
We're going to talk about Morgan Bailey.
Morgan Bailey.
Random man from Atlanta. Do you remember her from TikTok?
Yes, I do.
Yep. We're going to talk about her.
Oh, an update. Oh,
yes,
nice.
Ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear our episode ad-free and hear our juicy pre-show, join the Rose Garden over at Patreon. On Patreon, mm-hmm. you can also watch us on video.
Mm-hmm.
And you can try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. Head to mm-hmm. patreon.com/2BlackGirls1Rose. And shout out to the Rose Garden. Should I kick us off, friend?
Sure.
Can chat about Under the Bridge. Mm-hmm. So, new true crime drama on Hulu. It just premiered last week with two episodes. And there's a new episode every Wednesday.
Okay.
So, it's coming out weekly.
What is this on?
Hulu.
Hulu. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, it stars Riley Keough, who I love. This is Daisy from Daisy Jones and the Six.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Love her. Yes. She's also Lisa Marie Presley's daughter. She was in Zola. She's a white girl in Zola.
Great
actress. Okay. So she's one of the stars. And then Lily Gladstone, who is the native actress from Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yep.
This is only this is the second thing I've seen her in, because I only remember her from Killers of the Flower Moon. But yeah, the show, it takes place in Victoria, Canada, in this little like sleepy seaside town. Mm-hmm. It's a true story. It took place back in 1997, and it follows the murder of a young girl named Rena, who was killed by her little friends.
Oh, she was
hanging with the wrong crowd. Yep.
Oh, man.
One of those stories. So Rena, she's Indian. She's Jehovah's Witness. Her family is, you know, she can care less. But she's like very desperate to fit in, desperate for friends.
Mm-hmm,
You see her kind of getting bullied. She's like ashamed of her like arm hair and her leg hair. The girls are like teasing her because her hair is a bit darker.
Mm-hmm.
She's Jehovah's Witness. Obviously, she's different.
Mm-hmm.
She's not devout. She doesn't give a shit. She just wants to be like a teenager.
Yeah.
And along the way, she meets this girl, Josephine. Josephine is such a ridiculous character. She's this little white girl.
Okay.
She is the definition of like a poser.
What?
She's a troubled youth, we'll say. She shoplifts. She smokes weed. She parties. She loves rap music. She's obsessed with John Gotti. She has this thing about wanting to leave Victoria and go to New York and join the mafia, because any girl that's in the mafia, they usually don't get caught. They don't go to jail. Just like trying so hard to be gangster, you know?
Yeah.
And not true. Like, where she got that from.
Yeah.
But yeah, Josephine, she lives in a group home with like troubled teens.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And she's kind of like the de facto leader of her little group,
because mm-hmm.
she's like confident, like a badass. They're also trying to start their own gang called the CMC. The Crip Mafia Cartel. Just so whack. I know. This is true stories. I'm trying not to laugh too much.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
just trying so hard to be so hard and so down. I'm like, girl, you live in a seaside beach town in Victoria, Canada. Like, not even Toronto. Like, where are you? I can't.
You're in the middle of Montana of Canada.
Yes.
Girl, please.
Oh, God. But Montana of Canada.
Like, what?
So that's Josephine. So Josephine meets Rena out, you know, she's like shoplifting, like teaching her how to shoplift. And Rena's just enamored by her. You know, she's just enamored by anyone paying her any attention, because she's kind of like the loser, quote unquote. So Rena starts hanging out with Josephine and her friends, and she starts hanging around the group home and just totally gets led astray. She comes from a family, two parents. She has like an auntie and uncle, like, you know, close family,
mm-hmm.
nice, looks like middle class family, you know, life. And she just starts hanging out with the wrong crowd, basically.
And she's this is the one who's Jehovah's Witness.
Yes, yeah, Serena, the one who's Jehovah's Witness. Yeah,
well, yeah,
right. So, religion, yeah, any type of extreme religion, you know, usually just leaves you feeling very lost and needing guidance from like anybody else but that religion. So, so the rest is history there. I don't want to give too much away from the story.
Yeah.
But then Riley Kehoe, she plays a young writer who is. She's from the area. She returns to Victoria because she's working on a book specifically about like the troubled teens of Victoria or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she arrives right around the time that Rena goes missing, and she ends up befriending Josephine, who is like really interested in her because she's from New York. You know, she's obsessed with John Gotti and all that shit.
Right.
So
got it.
She's trying to like look cool and be cool, and tries to like buddy up this new older lady in town, and starts letting, you know, Riley know some secrets. Meanwhile, Lily Gladstone's character, she plays a local cop who is trying to
what? Okay.
Law enforcement.
Yeah.
who's trying to find Rena, and her and Miley Kehoe's character have like a past. They're all local. They're like from the area. Mm-hmm. So not sure yet what that past is, but there's something there. Mm, okay. But yeah, I'm only two episodes in. A third episode drops today. Mm, so mm-hmm. I'm a little late with this episode, but it's definitely intriguing. If you like True Detective, if you remember the movie 13. Do you remember the movie 13?
What do I?
Classic. Oh, cult classic, God. Or just regular classic?
It was the predecessor to Euphoria.
Euphoria, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 13, so I did a little research too, because I was like, this.
Yeah, Nikki Reed. What's she doing?
Nikki Reed, yep. 13 wow, came out when we
from the back of my skull, I know, bitch.
She's done nothing else besides Twilight. She was on all the Twilight movies, but other than that, I don't really know what Nikki Reed's up to.
I wouldn't either if I was in the Twilight.
Yeah, if I was in Twilight, I'd sit my ass right the fuck down too. But 13 came out when we were literally 13 years old.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I forgot about it. I remembered that when it was happening, but I forgot that. That's why it was so like iconic to us. Because like, oh my God, it's so cool.
Yep. My mother was like, oh no, the fuck, you will never.
You will not. But yeah, side note, y'all should go check out 13.
Yes,
great
absolutely.
Movie. Yeah. Evan Rachel Wood. She
my God.
She's from True Blood. She was in Westworld. She used to be married to Marilyn Manson. Like,
what?
That actress. She was married to Marilyn Manson for a
married?
Hot minute.
Married?
Married, girl. That was his wife. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, my. Okay.
And she came forward with all kinds of stories during the movie,
too. I know she did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, 13 is like literally the troubled youth, like kind of like, you know, before Euphoria, the Euphoria before Euphoria. And they were 13 years old. They were like babies. Yeah. And you saw this like goody good turn into just like a bad girl, basically. Sex, drugs, crime, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyways, question I have for you on this topic of good girls, bad girls, troubled teens. Were you I kind of know a little bit, but I want to hear your perspective. Were you a bad girl or a good girl growing up?
Okay, I would consider myself now, looking back, fine. Okay.
Okay.
I was not doing anything crazy.
Right.
I really wasn't. By the time I was 13, I was in private school. So I wasn't.
Like, what could you do?
What was I really doing? Okay. I had my little friends from church. I wasn't really doing
right.
Anything too crazy. And then, and they were kind of from all over. And then our school was 40 minutes away from my house. So couldn't really like go and do bad girl stuff
after school.
I had to catch the bus to get home, or else I wouldn't get home. Like,
right.
Oh my God. So in all that being said, no, not really. But did I sneak out? Of course. Did I lie about where I was? All the time. What else was I doing? Yeah. Like if my mom went out, I would like absolutely be like, okay, I have the house myself, who can I call?
I know your stories, girl.
Oh yeah. But that was it. Nothing too crazy, really. Yeah, nothing
too crazy. Yeah. I was reflecting on this myself. I was always a good girl.
Yeah. Like, you were. Yeah,
always in middle school. This is before I met you, because I went to private school for high school. In middle school is at my like local town public school. I was definitely out in these streets. Like after school, we'd be run around town. Like I was definitely a part of like a pack of like loitering youth. You know, just like walking in big packs, like
loitering
youths. You know what I'm talking about, though. When you just trying to go to the CVS and there's a whole pack of kids just like hanging outside.
Sound like. You work for the Inquirer or something.
I was a loitering preteen. I was.
Okay. Yeah.
But we
there's
were like
not
hey,
places for teens.
There's not. I'm from such a small town that is so boring. Like we weren't really doing anything. We would like hang out at the town library. You know, we'd get too loud and get kicked out. But like, who cares? We'd be there the next day. Like we would go after school. There's like this little Chinese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And if ever I had $5, because they had dumplings, they had the best dumplings, like Peking Duck House level dumplings. They used to be fucking fire. These dumplings.
You've been doing this for that long?
Oh, yes. Dumplings are one of my favorite foods.
You guys, you don't even know.
Y'all don't know. It's one of my favorite foods. Yes.
It is. It's a perfect food. It's a perfect food.
Especially when it's done really well. Crispy, yeah. The wrapper to, you know, pork ratio is good. All that stuff. I could talk all day about this. But my town had a really good Chinese spot that had bomb ass dumplings. Uh-huh. They were $5. I wonder if we had our $5, we would go.
Oh my God.
And we never had more than five, like literally we'd have a $5 bill. So we couldn't leave tip, like tax barely. We would have to not dine and dash, but like pay and then run. Cause like we couldn't leave nothing else. And then, we would be definitely like out and about in the streets, but not up to no good, like not doing anything bad at all. And then for high school, you know, I went to the same private school as you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody was a goody good. There were definitely girls who were like having sex, smoking. I mean, it's like relative. Here's the thing. There were definitely girls who were doing bad things, quote unquote, and it's particularly in our realm of good and bad in our little like bubble at our school.
You know,
girls having sex, had boyfriends, smoking, partying, like doing things.
Yeah.
We were still, though, showing up to class every fucking day. We were still turning in 20-page papers.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're still going to Ivy League schools. We're still doing AP exams. Mm-hmm. Like, bad girl, very relative.
Yes, because you know what we're not going to do is be embarrassed.
Right. No.
None of us were going to do.
We're going to do. Yeah. And be that girl. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so yeah, whenever I saw, like in my grade too, the girls were like smoking or like hanging out with boys or whatever. Like to me, I always kind of just like laughed to myself because I knew like actual bad girls.
Right. Yeah.
From my town or like from the public school. And I remember, like freshman year going back to visit my, so going to visit my town high school where everybody went after middle school, basically. And seeing kids from my grade who like took a, like literally didn't take them that long to like take a left turn. And now they're like one of the troubled youths. And I remember going back and like seeing people, friends of mine who were like smoking cigarettes and like cutting class. And
oh my God, who can afford cigarettes?
Doing the thing.
Our age, truth really got us. I don't know who was smoking cigarettes.
I never understood that. I remember going back and seeing one of the girls smoking cigs and I was like,
that's wild.
You? Why? But they were like in high school now and that's like the thing at our school. Like, I don't fucking know.
They didn't see the same commercials we were seeing.
I know they did, but they wanted to feel cool. Right, with the fucking finger on his on whatever on his throat. Yeah. But then my town, I my little cute little white town was one of those towns that had like a little heroin issue for a little bit. So
sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
One of those, it's true. The fucking opioid pandemic epidemic is real, y'all.
Yeah.
I had one of them little towns that the heroin was running through this place, and kids I went to school with, the same kids I would go back and visit at the high school, were like in and out of rehab, or you would hear stories. Like one of my very close, one of my neighbors, like we grew up together. He lived two doors down. I've known that nigga since I was like in kindergarten. And he was, I mean, all throughout high school, he was like in and out of rehab, in and out.
Oh, no.
And I remember this is maybe like sophomore year of high school or something. Cause I'd still hang out with some of my friends at who were at public school. And I said he lives like two doors down. So he was like back from rehab or something and came over, and me, him and another girl were like hanging out. And I was just so like, cause I've heard the stories, but I hadn't seen him in so long. So I'm like, how are you? Like, what, you know, what's going on? And he was speaking very openly and plainly about like what he was going through, and was telling us all his adventures of like going to buy drugs and like going down to Newark and like pulling up. And I was sitting there like such a, I literally feel like such a goody good, just like the dark world of like teen drug abuse, basically. It's like the fuck. He's now clean. I saw him on Facebook. I did a deep dive on Facebook the other day. He's got a wife, got a kid, like
beautiful.
Moved away from the town, doing his thing.
Great.
But yeah, these, I know.
See, I hear a lot of that in South Jersey, a lot of that down by the beach.
Okay.
A lot of people who are like, oh, euphoria is real life. Like, for sure, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I think the
right
close,
up here too.
That's the thing. The closer you get to, or the farther away you get from things like New York City or like even a Philly, and you get to that like middle spot where everything's an hour away and it's fucking boring.
Boring as shit.
That's when you get a lot of drugs going on.
Drugs, so. Kids who are bored, parents who are working or don't care or whatever it is. And then kids also who, a lot of posturing. You're from a boring little suburban town.
Yeah.
Like, you're not cool. You're compared to, like, the cool kids that you hang out with down in the city or whatever. Like, you're a dweeb. And so how do you try to, like, be cool? Or how do you try to – you start smoking cigarettes. You start doing dumb shit that, like, it's really out of boredom and because you want to look like something. You don't know yourself very well. Mm-hmm. And that's – I remember going back and seeing some of these kids. I'm like, you're smoking cigarettes? Why? Like, why? So – yeah, it's crazy. I feel like I'm in my bad girl era now.
What? Oh, I get why. Okay, yeah, because you got tattoos.
I got my tattoo. Yeah. Cut my hair, dye my hair.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here smoking my weed.
Getting, ear piercings. Yeah, you're smoking weed. Yeah.
I know. I'm like my bad girl era. Really, just I'm 34 and I don't care anymore. That's really what it is.
That's really like it, girl. I can give a really fuck what people have to say about my habituals.
Exactly. Okay? That's where it's at. I'm like, I can't. But anyways, Under the Bridge, check it out. It's a good watch. Those first two episodes hooked me in. My grandma's at the edge of her seat.
Right what?
So yeah, that's me, friend. Tell me about Luca or
let's talk about Luca first.
Let's talk about Luca
and let's talk about why I don't have anything to watch real quick.
What's going on?
So we filmed this Sex and the City reel on Friday.
Yes,
I had much anticipation beforehand. I was very much like building it up to be a thing. As you guys know, I've had a lot of body image issues over the past couple of years since I was 11. And during COVID it got really bad. When we filmed, I was okay. I was like just trying to stay as like quiet as possible, trying not to freak out. Just I was okay. After we filmed, fine. Right after we posted, fine. Now today, not fine at all. Because everybody's sending me the video and how great I look and how cool it is and how wonderful it is. And I do not feel like that. And so I want to be honest with you guys on the microphone because we do a lot of, well, she should, well, he should, well, they should on this show. And so I just want to be like very honest about this, that I'm having a real moment in life right now with my body dysmorphia stuff. And the only thing that's going to continue is us showing ourselves more. And so I really have to get some help for this, like some real, real help. So in that, I can only tell you all about RuPaul's Drag Race, The Pit Stop, and Bob and Monet. I can't really tell you much else.
I mean, when you're down, when you're feeling away, the drag queens will lift your ass out of the gutter. They really will. I was, the last thing I watched last night was Sasha Colby performing Pure Honey at Did you see that performance?
No.
Oh my God. I've seen it so many times now. I've been watching it nightly for the least last week. I don't know how I haven't told you about this. I'm not even in a dark down place. I just, it just puts me in a good mood to go to bed. But they will really, they save people's lives.
Literally.
They really do. I get it. I totally get it. I know when you said during COVID, the only thing you could watch while you were in your apartment by yourself with the people dying left, right, and center outside was Drag Race.
Drag Race,
And before you go in, and not to cut you off, but I just want to say, because I've been struggling in my own way, not in body dysmorphia or body image stuff, but just this social media world now. You know, when we signed up to do this, we signed up to be podcasters.
Audio storyteller.
Yo, the way I look busted right now, this is how I want to look all the time, guys. I didn't sign up for what the world has become with podcasting and video storytelling and the pressures that we have to create content and to overnight be content creators and to show our faces and to look good and to have our hair done and to have our body look good and to have the outfit. It's a lot for people who didn't sign up for that. You know what I mean? It's one thing if this was part of the plan. It wasn't part of the plan. We're getting like shoved into this. Is it fun sometimes? Yes, but is it a lot? And you guys don't really see that side. And so I really commend you, friend, for just being honest. Like, look, I've been listening to music to get me through. I've been watching because I've been in my head. That's real.
Yeah.
And that's just the side that y'all don't always see. When you see the fun reel of us running around New York City, it's fun, it's cute, whatever, but like it's a lot of work to get prepped for that mentally, you know? Or even just, even me just kind of like, even combing through my outfits, like, what the hell am I going to wear? I don't have time to run out and get a new outfit for this fucking reel that I don't even know if it's going to do well because the goddamn algorithm, like,
exactly.
It's like a whole other element. And I just want to show up here and talk about baby reindeer. Okay. Like, that's it. So thank you, friend, for opening that space, because I, as you know, I've talked on the pod as well, my like weird relationship with social media and us diving into the space, and it's a lot. And I'm here for you, friend, and thank whatever you. It's gotta be fun. That is our motto here.
I know.
If it's not fun, me and Justine look at each other and we say, we ain't doing it. And that's happened many a times over the past 6 years.
Yes.
Real House of the Potomac.
Oh, my God.
It was getting unfun. What did we not do? Finish out that recap. F-Boy Island. This ain't fun.
Oh, my God.
We're not doing it.
We can't do it. Yeah.
We can't do it because then you hear it as well. And you see it on our face and all of that. So, anyways, thank you, friend, for just like opening up that space and sharing, being a little vulnerable.
Yeah, thanks. So today we're talking about Luca.
Yes.
Luca is a lovely young man from Harlem, New York. He's 21 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I discovered his song Best in Me. When did it come out? August 2023. And he's the one who had on the cropped vest.
Cropped vest.
You know I've been talking about men wearing crop vests.
You do love a man in a crop top.
Okay. Okay. I love it. I love it.
Oh, he's cute.
He's very cute. He's a perfect afro. It's a perfect circle. And he sounds like, to me, okay, you know how Alan Stone sounds like a white man who's exclusively been influenced by black men singing?
And grew up in the black church. Yes. That's what he sounds like to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Luca sounds like Alan Stone with Old Bay on top.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
I'll check him out. So he sounds almost poppy, like, but he's very, very obviously a black man singing.
Right.
Okay. He has a lot of Prince influence as well. He has some great guitar solos in his album as well. The EP. Oh, nice. This is only 6 tracks, and it came out March 29th. Which, if you don't know,
it's tough in the South, guys.
I know. Sorry. I know. If you don't know, is the same day that Cowboy Carter came out. So this poor thing doesn't have no backing.
Oh my God. Why'd they do that to him?
I don't know,
oh,
girl.
Oh my God. What?
I know.
Who keeps leading these kids astray? Where are the talent managers that can guide these careers? That seems like the dumbest thing that you could ever do for another musician.
I know.
It's not like she surprise dropped it on us. We knew when it was coming.
Yeah, for weeks we knew when it was coming. Yeah.
Poor thing.
I know. Mm-hmm. But if you guys want to check it out, the album is called Decisions. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful album. My favorite songs on there are Best in Me and Alter are my two favorites. It's only 6 tracks.
Okay.
He also is a model, so he is probably busy doing other things. Yeah. But yeah, that's Luca. He's great.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I can run through 6 tracks. I can do that.
Yes.
I'll put this on my bookmark, right? Thank you.
Right.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've seen here, he's 20 years old. He's
20? So I thought he was 21, the poor thing. Oh my God, he's so little.
So little.
Yeah.
Oh my God, from Harlem. I love this.
Yeah.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bad reindeer.
Baby reindeer.
Baby reindeer. Fuck.
Baby reindeer. Yeah. Okay, this is the number one show on Netflix right now.
Yes.
It is a British drama thriller.
Oh boy.
I watched 3 episodes. I think it's a limited series. I think there's 10.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to keep watching because it's so frustrating.
Really?
It's good, but it's one of those where you're just like, oh, why are you doing that? Like, So I'm just like so pissed the whole time.
Like Jennifer Coolidge and White Lotus?
That I want to watch. Oh, I want to keep watching.
Like endearing.
Endearing frustration. Okay. This guy's just like pissing me off. Oh. It's also based.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's not a true story, so that even too, I'm like, it's not even fictional, so I'm like, oh, they just wrote it like this. He did this, like, this was his life.
Damn.
This is annoying. Anyways, the star of the show is also the show's creator, and as I said, it's based on his real life experiences.
Oh boy.
So he's like acting in his own, you know.
Oh thing. No, you got a little Sam Levinson situation going on. Oh no.
Well, Sam wasn't in his thing though, so but it's based on his life.
He fancied himself as Zendaya, so that's worse. Anyway, continue.
Anyways, so it takes place in London, 2015. We meet Donnie, that's the guy's name. He's a bartender by day. He's like a really bad stand-up comic at night.
Oh.
And he's kind of a loser. He's like living with his ex-girlfriend's mom. That within itself is bizarre. Like, him and the ex broke up. He had nowhere to go. She moved out and he like became
roommates
with her mama.
Childhood bedroom?
Literally, quite literally. Yes.
That is... Oh my God.
Sad,
this is true.
Dark. This is true. Yeah. This is a true story.
Okay.
I don't know what elements might be like for, you know, creative license, but I'm assuming everything's true.
Okay.
So, anyways, as I said, he's a bartender by day. One day, this woman, Martha, comes into the pub.
Uh-huh.
Martha is seemingly fine at first, and he kind of feels bad for her. She's like, she's a bigger woman. She comes in by herself. She seems almost like this lonely figure, you know, she just comes into the bar. So he's nice to her, you know, just, you know, gets to chatting, and she is chatty catty. Okay. Mm. She is yapping away. Mm-hmm. She says she's a wealthy lawyer.
Oh.
She just talks and talks and talks, tells all these crazy stories and is very obviously a fucking weirdo, okay?
Yeah, like, right. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very strange.
Yeah.
Even the way she tells her story, she never really gives some context. She just is like, yeah, so John was like, yeah, tell me this and that. And then Tony was telling me that, just talks as if he knows these characters, but he doesn't. Like, she's missing a few marbles.
She's
you know
a little touched. Okay.
A little bit.
Okay, yeah.
And then over time, she becomes like really flirtatious and like really inappropriate. And he tries to just shrug it off, like, she's harmless, she's lonely, you know, whatever. Somehow, Martha gets hold of his email and starts emailing him, like, hundreds of emails a day.
No!
Yeah. And some emails have, like, one sentence, like,
yeah.
But she just, it's just, like, stream of consciousness, just, like, bullshit,
oh,
and then hit
no.
send. Like,
okay.
Hundreds a day. Like, she's unwell,
God.
Right?
Okay.
She's very obviously unwell.
Yeah.
He decides to take her out for coffee again under the guise that he just like felt bad for her. That's what I'm saying.
He wants
look at your face.
Yeah, see, no, because he wants to feel bad for somebody.
Right.
Because how dare you, sir?
Right. Look at your life right now.
You got to mind your own business.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So he takes her out for coffee. She like, it's just like it was a weird moment. She has this like wild freak out. That really should have been the final straw because she like, I don't want to give the whole thing, but she has like this moment and it was like alarming. Like he really should have been like, okay, Martha, I'm out. Like, nice to meet you, but like stay away.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. He just keeps on keeping on. He follows her home one day. She doesn't know, but he follows her home and to see, like, where does she live? Like, who is this person? She's, like, fully living in squalor, basically in, like, the London version of the projects, like, affordable housing or low-income housing, whatever. Like, so she's not a wealthy lawyer, yeah, as she said. She's a liar now.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And she kind of catches him spying on her. And now she's convinced that he wants, he's in love with her. That's why he came
Right.
And she, at this point, she's like basically stalking him. She's like full out stalking him.
Wait, she's, now she's stalking him after he stalked her?
After he followed her.
I mean.
But I mean, she's sending him hundreds of messages
a day.
She comes into the bar every day. She sits there all day long. She like follows him around. Like, she's just like everywhere. And he just doesn't ever really shut it down. Just because in his head she's harmless, or he has it under control, or like, I don't know what it is. She finds him on Facebook. She friends him on Facebook. And before he accepts, he kind of, you know, let me Google her real quick. Who's this Martha woman? Discovers she's a convicted stalker.
Well,
like, convicted. She has a history of this. This is what she does, right? Accepts her friend request anyways. So, like, every step of the way, he just keeps bringing her deeper into his life.
Right.
Which is just, she's a very obviously unwell, deranged person who can maybe cause harm because of the way she's just so erratic.
Right. Yeah.
And she doesn't hear him. He starts to try to tell her, like, let's not do this. And she hears what she wants to hear. And
yeah, exactly.
The only thing she hears is that he's in love with her. So, like, she's far gone. So then he starts, I'm kind of giving away the story now, whatever.
It doesn't, I'm not watching this.
I know you're not gonna watch
shenanigans.
Okay. he starts dating this trans woman.
Okay.
Secretly.
Oh. Uh-oh.
And I did some digging into him, like, the actual guy. He identifies as bisexual.
Okay.
But I think at this time he was, like, confused, like, he wasn't out, he was like at the gay clubs, he wasn't, like, he felt a lot of shame for dating this trans woman. He was doing it kind of in secret, even though he, like, I think he saw her out on a, like, trans lovers website or something like that. So he's going through his own, you know, sexual, you know, evolution or whatever.
How old is he supposed to be?
I think he's in his 20s in the show, So he starts dating this trans woman on side, right? And then Martha starts, now she's on his Facebook, right? He let her into her Facebook. So now she can see all his mutual friends. And she starts stalking his, she starts harassing his ex on Facebook.
Yeah, because it's 2015.
And that's so what
Facebook doing. Is, yeah. Damn. Yeah,
exactly. And we could see who was tagged in his photos.
Oh my God, there was so much evidence on Facebook.
So yo,
Facebook
much.
Been the ops.
Facebook is the ops for real. Like,
damn.
I have some wild albums still on my Facebook that I'm like, one day I should, like, delete these.
I should really privatize all this.
I really should. Yeah. I think I did. I feel like I remember after I, in grad school or something, we kind of all, like, were told, like, you want to get jobs and, like, higher ed specifically, you got to, like, clean the shit up.
Yeah.
So anyways, he, like, starts harassing her ex on Facebook. She starts to befriend his fucking landlord roommate mama, the ex-girlfriend's mama. Now they're, like, kikiing together. That whole situation was so crazy.
Oh my God. That's the thing about a lot of stalkers is that they're so charismatic and they have so much time in their hands.
They have so much time. Yeah. She's not working. Like, she's told, like, you know. And then his secret girlfriend, you know, he kind of tells her about Martha.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's like, you need to go to the cops. And he's like, oh, she's harmless, like, whatever. And sure enough, that same night, he bumps into Martha. She's fucking everywhere. And she flat out assaults him. Like, sexually assaults him.
No!
Like, pushes him up against a wall, gropes him.
What?
Like, and he just, like, froze because he, like, couldn't believe this was happening to him.
Oh.
And this is only episode 2, okay? So Martha's got a lot up her sleeve, you know? So by episode 3... She becomes even more unhinged.
Yeah, because now they had consensual sex in
her mind.
In her mind. Yeah.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
And stalking, clearly in the UK like it is here, it's like very hard to prove. You basically have to be like murdered or like fully
right.
Yeah, like killed before the cops want to do anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so frustrating because you see, like, he doesn't deserve this, obviously, but he's just so many opportunities for him to try to nip it or to do something. And he was too fucking nice.
You're
seeing the nice guy get burned like badly.
Yeah. That's the thing with nice guys. It's like, who are you nice to and why? You know what I'm saying?
And why? Yeah. Why? And this is not even in your benefit now. Now you're causing harm to yourself by trying to be nice to this literally crazy person.
Yeah.
Or unwell. I don't say crazy, but like she's very mentally unstable.
Right. Okay? Yep.
So yeah, only 3 episodes in. I think the season's like 10 episodes
Absolutely
long.
Absolutely not. Oh, no.
I can only imagine where the story goes.
Yeah.
Particularly with this woman who has a history of, she's convicted. She's a convicted stalker. Like it's bad. And critics are loving the show. It has 100% Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
It is very well written and really engaging to watch. Like having an experience as you're watching it. 'Cause you're like, you feel a lot of things as you're watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can take this right now personally.
Yeah.
But I am curious to know, at least. I don't know if I'll watch. Maybe I'll read up or listen to a podcast or something to see where the story goes. Because it's only episode 3 and there's 7 more to go and she's just beginning.
Yeah.
And this guy is living to tell the story. Like, this is his show on Netflix. Yeah. So where does it go?
I would love to read this as a book or watch this as a movie. Why this needs to be 10 episodes is out of control.
Everything is a series. I can't. Yeah, it's just...
That's way too much.
It's way too much. Way, way too much. But yeah, speaking of stalking, I do want to say I am the ultimate internet stalker. I can find anybody.
Yeah. Are you one of those in the friend group that they ask you, like, Natasha, you can find it? I'm the same.
Yeah. You too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. My friend Jelena always tells a story about how she said, oh, there's this brunette girl in my class. She's so annoying. I have class at 2:00. I was like, Amy? And she was like, the fuck? I was like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cracks the knuckles. Oh, yes. Just the other day, my friend William, whatever, shout out to William.
Uh-huh.
He's a man, obviously. He's gay. He met this guy. They had a fun little night at the bar, you know, chatting, whatever. And he's like, I think there was chemistry, but like his gaydar is just his, oh, for a gay man, his gaydar is, we joke about it, is the worst. And so he's like, we had a great night. He's like, I don't know. Like, is he gay? Like, whatever. And I was like, what's his name? Got
That's
right to it.
That's all you need. That's all I need. All you need is the first and last name.
That's not even. I think he gave me his. Not even, he sent me his Instagram. So he did find his Instagram.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But his Instagram is like, the guy is like an animator. He does like cartoons.
Oh,
or whatever.
Cool. Okay.
So his whole Instagram is like just that.
Oh, it's cartoons.
So
okay,
he's like, I can't figure it out. Took me no more than like 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. I was digging deep into the past. I found a caption with a reference to a girlfriend. I said, boom, there you go. He's like, what is wrong with you? I was like,
it's just not that hard.
No, I don't think so.
I've never gotten to the place where I needed to make a Finsta.
No, I've never done that either.
Never gotten there, but I know it's a great idea to have a shared one. I remember that on Insecure.
People used to, that used to be a thing.
Yeah.
Like a group shared Finsta for use it whenever you need for whatever reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Man, that's funny.
So that's Baby Reindeer.
Yeah, that sounds
Let
terrible.
Me know if you're watching. If you're watching, let me know. If you keep watching, also let me know. Send me a little email update.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need to watch this one. 10 episodes is just too long, and I'm already like pissed off 3 episodes in. But it's engaging. So if you're looking for something like solid, I think it is a good one.
Yeah. Have you been seeing any of the promo for this new Bridgerton season?
Yes, and I love Bridgerton, so I'm so fucking excited.
Are you? I think I might watch it. This Nicola girl, she's like giving me life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh my God, her and this man, whoever the fuck his name is.
This one, I think you would love this one because she's. This is like the underdog story one, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other two.
Yeah.
seasons where like everyone is so classically beautiful, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And she, her character is, she's like the side friend, right? Mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. no one really like pays attention to. She's a little bigger. So like mm-hmm. no one takes, the guys don't Short. Take her seriously. Yeah, yeah. She's shorter. She has red hair. Like,
no yeah, one's, like, paying yeah. attention.
But now this is her love story. It's going to be so yes. good to see. You should
oh my
watch.
God. She is talking about all the sex they had.
Bridgerton has so much sex. There's a oh lot of fucking sex God. In that show.
She said in an interview that they didn't hear the director and they just kept going. I'm like,
ooh. I know them scenes gonna be good. Ooh. Oh, I love that. Oh,
she's been talking a lot.
Really?
Like the two of them, you know, they look great.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh my God. On all this, the fucking promo and the press promo. Tours and stuff. He's like yeah. holding her hands and like yeah. leading her by. All
Gotta this, carry that chemistry off screen.
This, I love how it's back. I love how all this, we're faking it for the cameras still 2 years mm-hmm. after we filmed this. Mm-hmm. I love it. Lupita has this with whoever the fuck that guy was at the
that
Oscars.
That guy. Yeah. And I just read this Sydney Sweeney.
It's, oh, girl. Well,
that little rom-com that she came out with. Well, I saw he did an interview. I could have talked to him on pre-show, actually. I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
He did an interview where he confirmed it was her idea for them, for press, to lean into the rumors that they have something
oh.
going on. Which he was like, I mean, it's smart. It's PR. Yeah. People went to go. Nobody was trying to see that fucking movie. But people no. were turning out more because they're like, oh, my God. Are that you know? Are I gotta see yeah. it for myself, type of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it checks. Yeah, Bridgerton is good for that. Bridgerton press is like
yes.
I mean,
wild.
It gets wild, and they. I mean, they've been promoing the season since last, like literally 2 years ago. So.
Yes, and this it doesn't come out until May 16th.
Mm-hmm. So we have some time,
and it only comes out 4 episodes, and the next 4 episodes come out like June 8th or some stupidness.
Oh God, I can't. They, yeah, Netflix drop schedules are getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it's getting yeah. it's getting cable.
It's getting cable.
It's giving cable. Right. Netflix.
Jeez.
Okay, well, I might check that one out because that seems yes. exciting. So May 16th, I'll be there.
Yes, 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 yes.
So next, I'm going to talk about Miss Naomi Sharon.
Yes.
Oh, Naomi Sharon. My God. Okay, this EP came out last year, and she okay. went on a little tour this year.
Oh,
I
pretty.
Missed it. She's gorgeous. And she's very tattooed up. She has a crazy mushroom haircut.
Oh,
crazy. It's so short. It's up to her ears. And then she's got a little bang going. She's like, oh. she's a very unique haircut.
Mm-hmm.
But she sounds a lot like Sade.
Oh,
who is my wow. number one favorite lady.
I know. You love Sade.
That's my girl. Mm-hmm. And she sounds like her, but she doesn't look like her.
Okay.
And that's always been my slight issue with Snow Allegra.
Oh, I love Snow.
I love Snow Allegra, but yeah. she sounds and looks like Sade.
Like Sade.
And if you watch old Sade concerts, which I do all the time, you'll see the similarity, and it's like, it's way too much. They're way
too on the nose.
It's with way it. Too on the nose. It's okay. too much. Mm. But this girl, because she looks so different, she has these straight across eyebrows. She oh, yeah. has such a unique look to her. She's tall. She's curvy. She's got like a mm-hmm. thick, like she's a brick house.
Mm-hmm.
And she writes a lot of her own songs. She's just mm-hmm. an amazing artist. She is also OVO's first female artist.
Oh my God.
I know. So that
oh,
must be tough.
No.
Yeah.
No, Naomi, no. Why OVO?
Oh God. I mean, I'm so glad she's famous now. I'm so glad she's out here now, but yeah. I am like, OVO. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, ay, ay. And he's been in trouble recently. Have you seen anything about any rap beef at all?
I know he's beefing with everybody.
Everyone's beefing with everyone.
Everybody's beefing with everybody. I keep seeing, yeah. I've not really been following it, but I know Drake is very much at like the center of it.
Yes, which is so... If you were Drake, right? If you were Drake, wouldn't you start nothing with anyone? He is so vulnerable.
But he's so thirsty. He's a bad bitch, as we said.
Like, he literally has a BBL. He's literally a BBL baddie.
Oh my God, he's so thirsty.
Yeah.
So I totally see you. This is like on brand, on par for him.
God,
just so sad.
It is yeah. sad. Rick Ross is tearing him up. Anyway. But Naomi is out here. So her first album, her debut album, Obsidian, she writes a lot about love. She's in love now. She's a very cute little boyfriend.
I saw her Instagram. They're so cute.
They're cute. Yeah, she's in love. Her album is absolutely gorgeous. She writes definitely for this album. I'm not sure who produces it, though, which I really need to get into because the production on this album is incredible. But yes, yeah, a lot of great lyrics. If you're a lyrics girl like me, you will love this. And then she also has a color show. If you are into the color show.
I was literally just looking at that. And I was pointing out she's Caribbean and Dutch. I wonder. And yeah, she has a new show in color. I love colors. Cool.
Yeah. So that's Naomi Sharon. She's great.
What vibe, like when are you listening to her?
All the time, 24/7. Okay. Crunch is so tired of this. He is so tired of these songs.
Yeah.
But it's like Sade. I can listen to Sade at any time.
Yeah. Soothing.
Yeah.
Soothing, like heartwarming. Heart not warming. What's the word? Like soothing. That's the word I come up with, yeah.
Yeah. Like it lowers your cortisol. It lowers your heart rate.
It chills you out. Mellow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna have to check her out too.
Yeah, yeah.
Summerhouse, Martha's Vineyard.
Holy shit! Yeah, this won't take long. Okay.
No.
I thought Mariah was gonna be back this season or episode.
The way they are dragging this out, the way that is she coming? I don't think she's coming.
No, she is. I saw a picture of her at
walking
a dinner,
into the house,
like coming.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So yeah, the pace of this season is just. It's tough. But some highlights I wrote. So Jasmine is pregnant. No surprise to nobody.
No one. Yeah. Everybody was like, her boobs were out of control.
Them titties.
And she's not drinking. And she's not drinking. Exhausted.
So. Right. So that we know.
Yeah.
But I feel for her. Silas. God. Military. I didn't even understand the rules she was saying. She has to give birth to get discharged.
Send a photo, I guess.
Send a photo of the baby done with her birth that she would have liked to have her husband at. Like,
yeah, yeah. That I'm sure he would like to be at.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And then he's like being deployed for like an indeterminate amount of time. Like,
yeah, he's still there.
He's still there?
She was on Watch What Happens Live and he was like, yeah, he had to go back.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And I think her mom is living with her or something. So they got like her mom and his mom, something. I don't know. Something is happening. Yeah. She has support at least, but
at least.
I think he's over there now, I think.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is, I mean, that's the ultimate sacrifice. And this country is not cute enough for me to be doing this.
You know what? And everyone, and by everyone, I mean my friend Vanessa, really judges him for going and joining the army during Trump's reign of power.
He did?
Yeah, he joined like 2019 or something. Yeah. But you know what? Free is free. He has less student loans than I do.
Yeah, I mean, there's benefits. There can be huge benefits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
sure. Mm-hmm. But that is a sacrifice I cannot. That's just her whole pregnancy, her birth, after the birth, he's gone this whole time.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's tough. Mm-hmm. She's filming a reality show they signed up to do together and he ain't there. She got to do that by herself too. Like,
and don't deal with Bria.
Deal with Bria by herself? Oh my God. Speaking of Bria, Preston, I love him.
Love him.
He just flat out gathers her all the way together. Bria's a brat. Bria, you're a brat.
Like, I know. I know. When he was like, bitch, you're not going to leave. Shut the fuck up and sit down. I was like, yes. Exactly.
But please, yes. Do sit the fuck down. Like, he is hilarious. Yeah. He just cannot with her. Like,
He
really doesn't have it. And Bria is so annoying.
She's so annoying.
I don't like watching her and I'm like listening to her.
Nope.
Her hair is pissing me off.
It's crazy. Her hair is terrible. Her lipstick has no lip liner. It's driving me absolutely crazy.
God.
Between this and Jordan's wigs, I can't. And I know she got an alopecia problem, but girl, that doesn't prevent bangs.
I know.
We need a bang.
I feel like she's still... I feel like she's still... I feel for Jordan.
Yeah, same.
I feel for her. I felt her definitely not this episode, the episode before, where she's like,
yeah,
I having to be forced to wear wigs.
Yes.
Not out of cuteness right. and I want to try something, but I'm being forced to wear it. Mm-hmm. I think she's trying to reconcile that mm-hmm, and then also mm-hmm. trying to find the proper wig. So mm-hmm. I'll give her a pass. Bria, I'm going to need you to put some braids in your hair because the way her hair is never blended, I can't.
I know.
You're on TV.
What
are we doing?
And this is your second run. Everybody's looking very season one.
Yes.
It's so weird. Summer looks good, but she also looks like she has someone paying her bills. I don't know if it's her mom, dad, a white man somewhere.
Hillary Banks. She definitely gives Hillary Banks.
Hillary Banks.
Hard body.
But Noelle, this is her season one. She looks fantastic.
Amazing. At that dinner, everybody's hair, everybody had flyaways. Yep. Everybody's natural was coming apart from their weave. Only Noelle's hair looked impeccable.
She got the got to be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. But she's from Atlanta.
She's from Atlanta, so she's not playing with her hair. But, oh my God, yeah. Bria pissing me off. Back to Summer. Summer is going through it.
She still loves Alex, and we need to stop with this.
We need to stop.
She's in love with him.
She keeps mentioning Alex being inside of her. Like,
all the
we
time.
Don't need those visuals. And she keeps saying it like that. Like, she's really. Every time she looks at him, she's getting flashes back to the night they made love or whatever the hell.
God.
Like, she keeps bringing it there to that moment. Like, that was the best sex she ever had or something.
Yeah.
Like, why does it keep, like, plaguing her and then plaguing us? Because we keep hearing about it every episode.
Have you ever heard somebody say that?
No, not like this. No,
me either.
She's going. She's in love with that man, or something.
She's in love with, or she hasn't got any dick since. Like
since then,
something is going on.
Something's up,
and she's acting like it's not. She's acting like it's all good. She's acting like it's cool, and it's absolutely not cool.
It's not cool. Yeah, and it's like it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Summer, get it together.
I really want her to tighten up. Like Alex is not that dude.
No.
Stop.
No.
Don't even gas him up like this.
Mm-mm.
Like, he got this girl crying. He got this other one. He got Summer crying. He got Noelle confessing her love after 2 days. Like, could we not give him this?
Yeah, we can't be giving
we
him
need
this
to tighten up, ladies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Amir's girlfriend needs to get into this motherfucking house.
She does. She seems very fun.
She seems fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like her presence would bring drama. So
exactly. Yep.
Why? How could we get her here?
You know who really needs to get there? Nick's girlfriend. Because he out here was just
wilding out, yo. He tightened up after they told him.
Yeah.
But had they not told him, who knows what the hell he'd be up to by now.
He'd be doing that sleeping support madness.
He would be
Bria
in bed with Bria.
Mm-hmm.
Giving her sleeping support. You're right. Oh my God. A mess.
Mm-hmm.
And then my very last thought, I was surprised Preston wanted to hear Phil out.
Yeah.
He didn't owe him that. He didn't need to do that.
He didn't, but Preston is really here for this show.
Yeah.
He knows that he wants to see these types of black people on TV as much as we
win.
Do.
Yeah.
So he's gonna play along, which I really appreciate. He does not have to do that.
He did.
And they're also getting a reunion.
They are?
They
oh,
are.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to. I mean, season two, that'd be ridiculous. If, again, they didn't give them a reunion, that would be not a good look, Bravo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, Phil, I mean, Preston didn't need that. And then Phil saying that he was just drunk last time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is your first time on TV. You're on national television.
Mm-hmm.
You show up wasted?
Oh, my God. And you might not be familiar with Bravo, but you know people who are obsessed with Bravo. You know people who went to BravoCon.
You know a little bit what you're stepping into. You know this is the land of Real Housewives.
Exactly.
If you don't mind, you might not watch Real Housewives, but you know what this is. And you showed up drunk?
That it's so drunk that you don't remember and that you're insulting people and you don't mean it?
Yeah. What?
I don't
He didn't need to be here. He needed to go to therapy and figure himself out. Honestly.
I know.
I'm glad he did.
Yeah, he's dangerous. He's not. You can't be like saying things and don't remember. And then you're like, oh,
no.
What? You can't be doing that. Like,
you can't be doing this. Yeah, no. But yeah, that was Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
Still tuned in.
Yeah. I really hope Mariah shows up and shows out this week.
Please. Please, Mariah. Let's turn this season around. And I think next episode is when the girlfriends come.
Perfect.
It's like Significant Other's weekend. The German guy.
So German's coming?
Yes.
Yes.
I think I saw him in the preview. Love so it. It should be a good one this Sunday.
Love Simon. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. But anyways, that's it, guys. I got to go catch a train.
Yep.
Rate, review, and subscribe. All Join right. the Rose Garden on Patreon for more. Find us on Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. And we'll be back next week.
Sure will. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.